Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Do you think that the Bulls are going to win because Jimmy Butler is not playing?
No. No, I actually think that Alex Caruso is probably more injured than we realize, and he'll probably try to give it a go. But with no Caruso and, frankly, an already depleted Bulls team, and I don't know how much gas Andre Drummond has left in the tank, even though he did do some amazing things to become available on Wednesday. I am skeptical. I am very skeptical. Although Jimmy's out. He's out for like the foreseeable future if they were to make it, and even make it all the way to the finals, it would still be dicey.
Once I saw that people were pushing back against Shams' report, and I was like,
And then the Heat.
It's Shams.
And then the Heat said, Jimmy Butler's out with an MCL sprain.
It's Shams. Shams knows what's up, and he always gets the story.
My bigger concern is that both injuries that we're discussing happened because of avoidable collisions. Kelly Oubre with Jimmy and Andre Drummond with Alex Caruso.
There's a lot of dancing on your partner's toes that was going on there.
Well, Oubre, it was an attempted defensive play that just failed. That one is probably more egregious, but still.
How do you feel about, you're one of the people, we're in the same category, about enjoying the play-in, like the idea of the one-and-doneness of it? Dan and I were having a conversation yesterday about this. I'm so stuck, Layla, because I want the guys on the Bulls to win. But I know that if they do win, the management will hold this up as an example of, this is how we're going to continue to do things and see it was successful. And I'm stuck because nothing would bring me more joy. I just got new furniture. So, like, I'm very excited to go sit on the new furniture and watch the Bulls. I got this big old chaise, and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to sit on that and watch the Bulls. I love to see them win, but I know what the effect of it. We've seen it so many times that at the end of this, it's like, see, we told you we had the right formula. We were the eighth seed.
And now imagine if we were healthy. Oh,
yeah.
Zach LaVine.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have a personal theory, and it's not founded with any information. It just feels like, knowing the history of AK and the history of Mark Eversley and how they got their respective teams before this to their positions in the postseason and their longevity, I wonder how much of this is a ownership directive to simply make the playoffs. And when I say playoffs, I mean postseason. Because they're the only team in the NBA in 3 years, as I mentioned to Nick Friedel earlier, that didn't trade anybody at the deadline. That is an outlier. Like, however you want to look at it, that is just not what NBA teams do anymore, to not make a single trade. And to me, when you add it up, it would make sense Re-signing Nikola Vucevic was a message. Giving Zach LaVine was the max. Giving Zach LaVine the max was also a message. I feel like the difference, though, is at the time Zach LaVine was asset protection. But you decided how you wanted this team to look for a very long time when you made those decisions. And when you decided to not trade Alex Caruso, for example, who had great value. So for me, I just wonder what the end game is, you know, or what the directive is from their bosses. Is that crazy?
No, it's not. And that's one of the things that we were considering yesterday, that the idea of, well, the United Center is full. People are happy when they go to Bulls games.
There was some change that occurred.
Is that the actual end game? And should we as fans be okay with that? Like, is there a space where we should just be happy with, we were entertained? Like,
not happy. But we're not the ones who own the team.
But I'm saying, like, if you and I, like, if we were to go to one of the playoff games, like, let's say the Bulls win and they have a home game at the United Center. You and I, we go get tickets and we go sit in the 200 level. We're going to have a blast, right? Mm-hmm. Win or lose.
Absolutely.
So is that enough? Is the organization doing enough because you're getting a product that entertained you for 3 hours in your night? Now, I would say no, but I can't dismiss the idea of, I understand what that model is. My problem is, if that's your model, I want you to tell me that that's your model. And I think that they're trying to tell you that, but they're trying to, like, thread the needle and have it both ways.
But think about the discussion we have with all the Chicago teams recently and the actions behind them. The Cubs emphasized the importance of actually being the bottom seed in the playoffs and how that worked to teams' advantage. You know, the discussion is just get into the postseason. And people like Dan say variance will take care of the rest. That's not enough for me. You know that. That is not how I feel. Especially when I have examples of teams knowing that they needed to be way better than that and that working in their favor. Think about all the trades the Knicks made. And you could easily say, oh, well, just get in. No, they want to win the Eastern Conference. And if they were healthy, this wouldn't be a discussion. You know, that's what I'm talking about. So teams are never going to tell you that. They're going to tell you what they value. And for example, the value of just making the playoffs as the lowest seed in the National League, the value of making the play-in and showing you the example of the team that got all the way to the finals. You know, that's, yes, you lost to that team. But would your path have been the same?
Well, we might get a chance to find out, because there's going to be no one who's going to pick the Bulls to beat the Celtics if they were to win this game, right?
And there's no reason that you have no evidence to prove it otherwise. Prove me wrong, people. When I mean people, I mean the Bulls. Prove me wrong. I love it. I loved what I saw on Wednesday. That was a great game. That was exactly what you wanted to see. The shape of the offense changed. Repeat it again. Max Strus isn't on the other side, and he was lethal against the Bulls last time out in this.
Yeah, but Tyler Hero's healthy, so that could be problematic.
But that's my point, is every team has been able to withstand injuries to an extent in the NBA that is successful right now. You're not the only ones who have done so.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.